Israeli airstrike targeted a school-turned-shelter in Gaza early Saturday, resulting in at least 80 fatalities and injuring nearly 50 others, according to Palestinian health authorities.
This incident is the most recent in what the UN Human Rights Office described as systematic attacks on schools by Israel, with at least 21 such incidents since July 4th, resulting in hundreds of deaths, including women and children. For many, schools are the last resort to find some shelter and possible access to food and water, the office stated shortly after Saturday's attack, Benjamin Wright reporting.
A U.S. military base in eastern Syria was hit by a one-way drone, as confirmed by a U.S. defense official.
Initial assessments do not suggest any injuries from the attack, though the official noted that medical evaluations and damage assessments were still ongoing. There was an attack using a one-way attack, uncrewed aerial system, OYUAS, against U.S. and coalition forces at Rumalin Landing Zone in Syria, said the defense official. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Brazilian airline Vopas has updated the death toll to 62, including 58 passengers and four crew members aboard its plane that crashed Friday. Brazilian investigators have also recovered the flight recorders from the aircraft.
Vopas initially reported 57 passengers plus four crew members, but later adjusted the count to 58 passengers, raising the total fatalities to 62. The crash near the city of Vinhedo in São Paulo state left no survivors. Despite crashing in a residential area, the incident did not result in any casualties among local residents or visitors. Paul Gomez reporting.
President Biden discussed his decision to exit the 2024 presidential race during an interview on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday.
President Biden, who previously stated that his 2020 run for the White House was motivated by concerns about former President Donald Trump, decided to withdraw from the 2024 race last month. He explained that his decision was partly influenced by the need to maintain the nation's focus on Trump and to unify the Democratic Party ahead of the November election. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Susan Wojcicki, a trailblazing tech executive who was instrumental in the development of Google and YouTube, has passed away at the age of 56, according to her husband.
Wojcicki was a pivotal figure in Google's early years and served as YouTube's CEO for 9 years before stepping down last year to focus on her family, health, and personal projects I'm passionate about, as she stated at the time. She was one of the most admired female leaders in the predominantly male tech industry. She had been living with non-small cell lung cancer for 2 years. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A California man found guilty of committing some of the most prolonged and violent assaults on police during the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Friday.
The 20-year sentence for David Dempsey, imposed by senior D.C. District Judge Royce Lamberth, is the second longest given to a defendant connected to the Capitol attack. In one video clip, Dempsey can be seen repeatedly striking an officer's helmet with a stolen metal crutch, causing the face shield to crack. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 20-year-old woman was discovered deceased after a multi-day search in the Grand Canyon, marking the third reported death in the national park within a week, according to the National Park Service.
The body of 20-year-old Leticia A. Castillo of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was found by park staff below Twin Overlooks on Tuesday, the NPS stated. Park rangers recovered the body, which was located approximately 150 feet below the rim, the NPS said in a press release Thursday. No further details have been released, Jim Kender reporting.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has declined to approve a psychedelic treatment combined with therapy for treating post-traumatic stress disorder.
The treatment involves a pharmaceutical version of mydomephetamine, commonly known as MDMA, and sometimes referred to as ecstasy. The FDA has requested an additional phase 3 trial. The rejection follows controversy surrounding Lykos's existing clinical trial, which faced allegations of misconduct. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.